Back to school means food changes. Early breakfast, school lunches, after-school snacks, and let's not even talk about dinner. Ollie's here to help you cover all the wellness bases, from making sure your kids get their daily vitamins with Kids Multis or balancing your gut health with Ollie Probiotics. We're here to help you do wellness on your terms. Find us at a Walmart or Target near you or at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, SmileySports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicle contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, tractors, a military truck, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Good morning, my man.
How are you, Parge? We made it to Friday.
Well, I'm doing better than you because you got to work all weekend.
Well, man, thank you for knowing it and recognizing it.
Yep.
Appreciate the shoulder to lean on a little bit.
I'd say I'd stay home and watch, but that's what DVR is for.
Well, and let's be candid. I don't count on people doing that. I mean, they watch. If they don't, then they don't.
That's why your ratings are where they're at. Maybe you should do a little bit more outreach.
No.
Maybe go to the Cherry Creek Arts Festival, hand out business cards. Hey, don't forget to watch me at 5, 6, and 10.
I actually did.
Action News.
I actually did wander around a little bit last week.
Well, you walked out your front door.
Yes. I actually sat on the porch overlooking the whole thing and watched people, which is sounds kind of, I don't know. Is people watching still okay?
Well, considering where you were doing it in the neighborhood, you were almost like, I am the lord of the manor, looking at the serfs below me as I drink a bottle of Bordeaux.
As I sit on Mount High.
Did you and Sarah...
Far from the madding crowd.
Did you and Sarah fill up a tub of water balloons and just drop them on people?
But man, that'd be fun to do.
I don't know why you didn't do it.
Well,
all you do is you throw and then you run inside. Run inside.
I think it'd catch up with me at some point, but nope, it was all good. It was all good.
All right, time now for the lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
ESPN's Bobby Marks wrote an article titled Ranking NFL Teams Wide Receivers, Tight Ends, and Running Backs for this upcoming season. Basically talking about the skill positions. Chargers last. They lost a lot of talent.
Right.
Patriots They check in at number 31, and here come your Broncos at number 30. This is what Marks wrote. The days when Denver had a promising young group of playmakers are gone. Jerry Jeudy never had his breakout. Tim Patrick hasn't played in 2 years. Javonte Williams tore up his knee, averaged 3.6 yards per carry, while generating minus 83 rush yards over expectation on 217 rushes last season. Greg Dulcich caught 3 passes. Even Marvin Mims didn't do much behind Jerry Jeudy and couldn't even beat him out. The offense was basically some magic catches by Cortland Sutton and a little else a year ago. There are some players moving to the forefront who could be interesting, though. Josh Reynolds was a valuable number 2 in Detroit as a catcher and a blocker. Mims could not beat out Jeudy as a regular on a regular basis as a rookie, but should have a larger role. I'm interested in seeing Jaleel McLaughlin. With that, I don't know how you really argue with that analysis.
It's spot on.
And it is sobering.
But it's not anything we didn't know.
But it is still sobering. We have talked about this all.
Right.
Not sometimes maybe in full, sometimes in pieces. But when you read it from an outsider and it's all sitting right there, you're like,
oh, and you haven't
damn.
And we haven't added the equation of a rookie quarterback in there.
Right. So, I mean, if you
that's daunting.
Okay. If you are, do you call yourself a casual NFL fan, Alex, or a hardcore NFL fan?
I would lean more towards hardcore.
Yeah, okay. No question.
So if I said to you, let me just think of a team, a random team. Let's call it not the Minnesota Vikings. Let's call it the Seattle Seahawks.
I was thinking the Seattle Seahawks. How weird was that?
Although we kind of know them, and they laid out their position players. Mm-hmm. Would you have been like, on every single thing, oh, yeah, knew that?
Not everyone. Maybe about Metcalf, a little more than half.
Yeah. Yes. But for most,
Metcalf, Lockett.
Arizona Cardinals. How's that?
That would
be tougher.
A team
that's been irrelevant for a long time.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Broncos. And you read that all, and it said this. Would you be like, damn, they suck?
I wouldn't be familiar with more than a few names, I would say.
So if you are a casual to a pretty decent fan and you're reading this for the first time about the Broncos, no reason to read about the Broncos really over the last, 8-plus years, I think you're reading this going, damn, they're in big trouble. After seeing it all in print, all in one paragraph, you're like, wow.
Yeah. Anytime that you have everything directly in front of you, it casts a different shine on things. No question.
Shine.
Yeah. I mean,
spit shine.
Yep.
And that spit ain't clean. That spit is as dirty as you need to run to the doctor to get some antibiotics dirty.
But I'm...
Smell what I'm stepping in there?
Yeah.
You know what color that is?
I'm of a mind that I'm... Relative. You have to find a place of relativity in Broncos country. Because if you think this is going to be an easy rebuild, it's not. There's going to be some pain. You're going to have to find the things that make you satisfied or excited as a fan in small things. It's not going to be a playoff spot. It's going to be progress from a quarterback. It's going to be a running back with an unexpected 100-yard game. It's going to be the emergence of a receiver that heretofore maybe you didn't think of. Maybe someone does something or other out of the tight end room that you weren't expecting. You're going to have to look to find things to kind of hit your horses to.
So what you're really saying is, if I can take that.
Go right ahead.
And just sum it up in a sentence. Have zero expectations and everything else will be a pleasant surprise.
Well, it's, but.
That's what you're really saying.
Not really.
Not exactly.
No. And I disagree because I do have expectations of progress. All of us will read progress in different ways.
Sure.
We'll all see the same thing, but we'll view it in different ways. I have said from Jump Street This is about Bo Nix.
You mean Compete Street.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? Give it to him. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Well done to start off Friday morning. Okay. Right from Compete, right from Compete Street.
Yes. Every time I see Compete Street on that field, I think of, I'm not kidding when I say this, Sesame Street. And I'm not saying that they're a bunch of clowns and Muppets. That's not what I'm referring to.
No, I know you're not.
But when I see...
But it's just a reference.
It's something that, yeah. you know, that yeah. gets kids excited.
Yeah.
Not grown men who make millions of dollars.
No, I hear you. This is a year of putting pieces together. And at the end of it, you come away with something that you feel good about going into your off season with.
And wondering who you're going to take with the fourth overall pick in the draft.
Fourth, seventh, eighth. Who knows? I mean, who knows where
then you're going to get a lot of good moments if you're eighth. Not tons.
That gets you to what, 20? That gets you to 24. You're still not very good.
No, but you've had some moments. You've had a couple of Cortland Sutton catches.
Okay, well, hold on. It's very presumptuous to do this, but it's fodder for Hot Talk Radio. Do you think, based on what you've seen, and you've seen as much as anyone else...
I don't really need to see it. You just kind of know it because we've been around it
right.
so long.
But
just by osmosis, you kind of have a pretty good idea.
Do you think that this team is capable of having a couple of moments?
Sure.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Marvin Mims ripping down the seam... Wide open, getting behind the defense, and the ball is underthrown, but yet he makes the catch. He makes a couple of nice moves.
I think there will be a seven-yard touchdown. I think there will be good moments, and I think there will be buildable moments. And for me,
Jaleel McLaughlin ripping off a 30-yard run, I can see seeing that.
Yeah, but put enough together to
talk about low expectations.
No, because you got to start somewhere. I mean, you do. We've been collectively bitching and griping and moaning about finding a damn quarterback, this, that, and the other thing. Well, Sean Payton, George Payton, take a strong stand on something. Some people agree with it. Some people don't.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to get everyone else ready for back to school? You've got this, and Ollie's got you. Ollie Mood Supplements help you keep your cool and find your happy place. Try Hello Happy or Goodbye Stress so you don't sweat the small stuff. Take it all in stride and do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a Walmart or Target near you, or at OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Agree with it, but there were going to be repercussions.
What kind of progress are we honestly hoping to see out of Bo Nix if this offense is so talent depleted with their skill position players and they're missing their starting center? How much can we really What kind of expectations, honestly, can we really realistically have of Bo Nix and then truly hope to get a good idea of what he's going to be when, quite frankly, reading this, I'm thinking we might want to wait till next year to get a little bit more talent before we judge Bo Nix.
I think you have to trust in... There's a lot of trust that has to go on here.
Trust.
And the trust comes from...
It's like trust between me and you, trust and confidence. I have no trust in you. You have no confidence in me. What's the trust?
I think that you have to have trust in Sean Payton to bring him mentally along incrementally so that he is... This is a mature guy that I think is going to be a long way down the road in terms of confidence. I don't think he will be easily shaken. And I think the key is to continue to put this guy in the best position for him to have success in becoming the type of quarterback that down the road, starting next year, years after, they can be in positions to win games and to be a relevant competitive football team for playoff spots. They're not there right now.
No, we know that.
Yeah, they're not there.
But when I read this, you're thinking, are they really?
You're not. You aren't. No. When you read this, you're seeing the pile right in front of you. You already know this.
You're seeing one of the worst teams in football still that we don't expect to be very good this year. And if Jarrett Stidham starts, you could make the case, good guy, he's the worst starting quarterback in the league outside of any rookie.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at. Because, by the way, if they come out with a quarterback list, the Broncos will be 32nd. Mm. Skill position,
no question,
is 30. Quarterback position is 32nd, to which I'm thinking, if the Broncos somehow, some way, average 21, 22 points a game, and let's say are 20th in the league in yards, there should be a parade for Sean Payton as an offensive coordinator.
You may be right. Like I said, this is not going to be a big picture. This is going to be putting together pieces of what eventually will become the big picture kind of season.
Coming up after the break, there are multiple media outlets still chiming in on how did everybody do in the NBA free agency period. Well, yardbarker.com said there are three teams that flopped. Are the Nuggets part of that trio? That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles contracting rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Silterhar Mazda, it's going to be hot outside. Why not go up there for a test drive and turn on the air conditioning and then go for a great drive and check out what Mazda has to offer? Because you know what? They check every box in what you want. They're top five nationally ranked in affordability, reliability, fuel economy, great luxury options, durability options. They really have it all. And also, they have great financing options as well on many of their models. Go to Broomfield today. Go this weekend for a test drive or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Yardbarker.com. How do you like this attention-grabbing headline? Three teams that flopped in free agency. You got the Lakers, you got the Milwaukee Bucks, and you've got the Denver Nuggets.
All three playoff teams.
Right. This is what was written. Much of the basketball world is acting like the Nuggets window has closed because it lost KCP to Orlando. Slight overreaction, given that the Nuggets still have the best player in the league, an elite cast of role players, but it's certainly not a good thing KCP walked. He filled his role perfectly in Denver, hitting roughly 42% of his threes over two seasons, and now the Nuggets have to rely on Christian Brown and Peyton Watson to fill the void left in the starting lineup. Maybe they can replace KCP's production, but an already thin Denver team just lost even more depth. Shoring up its bench was supposed to be the number one priority. The Nuggets may have more moves to make, but the team's second unit somehow looks even more suspect heading into the season than it did during the past campaign. This was written 2 days ago. I don't know what the hell they're looking at, but their bench is already better.
Oh, I
now, yeah. Granted, they had to take a bench player and put him in the starting lineup.
Yes.
So I might have to walk that back just a half step.
Yeah, okay, but they still...
Saric is their best bench player. If you put Saric on this team last year, he's the sixth guy off the bench. Outside of Brown.
Outside of Brown.
Outside of Brown.
Yeah.
Peyton Watson, you would think, would get better. Period.
Peyton Watson got better last year. He just didn't get...
As good as you wanted him to.
As good as we wanted him to be. That's all.
By the Timberwolves series.
There were a couple of failures in the process for the Nuggets, which I think that they are reexamining. I think the first stage of it is recognition. I think Michael Malone has recognized that you just can't run these guys, these frontline guys, into the ground the way that they did in the Minnesota series. And it's a catch-22. You got to have depth that you trust. They got absolutely zero out of their draft last year, right?
Yep. And you think Strother will get
zero better. Out of their draft last year?
Well, most teams outside of top five, top 10 picks, where they picked, are you really expecting an impact player?
Not
out of your draft.
No, not an impact player.
How about a player to even
a contributor?
Maybe.
They didn't have a contributor out of their draft.
I agree with that. But generally speaking, how often are you going to get a guy who is a consistent part of your rotation when he's picked in the 20s? Let's be honest. Doesn't happen often.
Okay, but
they're usually in the D League or the G League.
You know, I would have to look at that. I think on first blush, you're probably right. I do think that you have to get something out of the Tyson, Pickett, Strother trio. You have to.
And then, oh, by the way, let's throw in there that the Nuggets are a really good team. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Okay. And you already have your starting five locked up.
You do.
You know Brown's going to be the first one off the bench. And I'm talking about last year.
Right.
Okay. You know that Peyton Watson is going to get playing time. And you know that Reggie Jackson is going to get playing time. That's eight. So where is there really room for Julian Strother last year unless he was dynamic in training camp, preseason, and just... You're like, wow, this guy's great.
Well, Reggie Jackson ended last season as a bit of a question mark. The championship season, he was not a tremendous contributor in the postseason. His role, I thought, starting the season, was larger than I think some people thought it might be.
I would agree, but I want to go back to this really quickly.
Yeah.
When you have a team coming off winning a championship,
mm-hmm.
how many guys picked 29th overall are you expecting to truly make a contribution?
Well,
I think it's pretty rare.
Well, what do we consider a contribution? Just being...
From a coach.
From a guy that can be in the rotation.
And from a coach who doesn't really like to play young players right away.
Now, that is true.
Now, you could make the case he probably went a little bit overboard this year, but generally speaking, how many teams coming off a title are going to give a guy 12 minutes a game when they're the 29th overall pick? There's a reason why Strother was the 29th overall pick.
Yeah, well,
now if he was a top 10 pick, that's different.
And your question is a good one, but how did that work against Minnesota? I mean, this is all...
Not debating that.
It's all about... Oh, I know you're not. This is all about building a team in the regular season that equates to the team that you are going to chase a championship with in the post. So now you're in a situation, and I agree with you. I think their bench is already better, and we haven't even gotten Russell Westbrook into town.
Forget about the players that they took. Let's just take the names out of the hat.
Okay.
And let's just look at where they picked. If I would have told you right at the end of the Nuggets winning a championship, they'd have the 29th pick overall and 2 second-round picks. And I said to you, you expect these guys to get some decent playing time this year? You'd say, are you out of your tree?
Well, I would say...
That's exactly what you would say.
Well, I don't know.
Coming off winning a championship. No way.
I mean, you say that now, but the conversation last year was, what are you going to get? How are you going to develop some depth? Even then, our conversation and your questions... Coming off of a championship,
but you're not gonna,
was about the team's depth or lack thereof.
I'm with you, but you are not going to sacrifice the potential growth of Brown and Tyson, or not Tyson.
Watson.
Peyton Watson to play the 29th overall pick.
Oh, no, you're not. Pick. But you have Peyton Watson, who's basically that guy. Peyton Watson is basically your 29th pick.
And oh, by the way.
And he was the guy.
And oh, by the way, he's only playing in his second season.
Right, but my point is...
You don't, generally speaking, play 10 or 11 guys in a regular season game.
No, but that's the...
But they had their eight.
But the answer to your question was Peyton Watson. I mean, Peyton Watson is basically a late draft pick being counted on to help provide depth.
I agree, but we're talking about... I thought we were talking about Strother and Pickett and those other guys.
Well, you were talking about when was the last time that you had someone taken in the 20s being asked to help for a championship
but
team.
We started talking about Strother.
Well, but Peyton Watson's the same player.
Peyton Watson was the second round pick, wasn't he?
He was like 40.
End of the first.
And the year before. They're basically one in the same. So I do think, to your point, and I think that you're right, fundamentally, you look at it and you think, hey, look, don't count on these guys to provide these things. But when you really look beyond it, you're constantly refiltering your depth. Because especially now with the CBA the way that it is, you just can't hold guys. You can't stockpile. You can't pay luxury taxes. Millions and millions of dollars over the salary cap like the Golden State Warriors did for many years with no fear of repercussion because they were winning championships. So that it's a much more difficult negotiation now than it used to be. But here's where the Nuggets are right now. The Nuggets are still, I guess, in a championship window. We use that term. I think they are. But they're counting on Julian Strother to develop to the point where Michael Malone is talking about him as a guy that's handling the basketball.
But there's room for him now because one of the bench guys is going to the starting lineup, unlike last year where there was a logjam of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could have made the case, how about play Strother instead of Reggie Jackson? But do you really... He was really the only veteran outside of probably Zeke Nagy who was going
to
play.
Yeah, and you had to have...
You don't want to go that young.
And you had to have Reggie Jackson play because he's a ball handler. He's your point. He's a point. You had to have someone that takes the ball out of Jamal Murray's hands. I mean, you just had to. So, and does Julian Strother end up developing into that type of player? That seems like a bit of a stretch to me. And we're not going to really find out anything in 5 games over Summer League. But, I mean...
If you believe that summer league is a good indication of what you're going to see in the regular season. I point to one guy and one guy only, Emmanuel Mudiay.
Well,
that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Because that guy was ticketed for the Hall of Fame.
Well, you can
felt like after you after summer league.
You've got an even more
look at Emmanuel Mudiay.
Yeah. Well, you've got an even more
at your job. Do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Recent example in Hunter Tyson, who averaged like 22 points a game last year.
Dude was a baller.
He absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But Hunter Tyson is basically a guy still looking for traction on his role for this basketball team.
Coming up after the break, we talked a lot of Buffs yesterday. There's one thing that we did not talk about, and nationally, locally, and I'll say it right here, but I'll say it in theory in a different language. This goes directly to Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
My wife is from Scotland.
Scotland.
And this is what she would say. Ah, shite, you wee shite. That's next.
Nice.
When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you...
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions, Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, a military truck, go-karts, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, I want to tell you something that my wife and I did recently. We were looking for a great investment for our girls. We called our friend Kevin Eddingfield at the Eddingfield Agency. We got each of our girls an IUL insurance policy. This thing is affordable. It is far more flexible than a traditional retirement account. Another friend of mine told me, who's in the insurance business, this is like a Roth IRA on steroids. Mm. That's how good this is, especially if you get it when your kids are young. Kevin got us a great plan. Why? He works with 60 different companies. He can shop this thing around. He's going to do the same for you, whether it's term, whole life, IUL, annuities, anything else that fits your needs for you or your kids or your family. Go with the best. Go with my guy. Go with my friend, Kevin Eddingfield. Get started today at KevinEddingfield.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, so we spoke at length about Big 12 Media Day on yesterday's show, but there's one little thing that I saved for today, and it is something that Shedeur Sanders said when he was asked a certain question. Now, when I teased it, if there were FCC regulations in Scotland, I could not say, "Ah, shite, you eat shite." I couldn't say that because shite is S-H-O-O-T. We know what that means. So I'll clean it up because I can't say that word. I'll clean it up and use another word for what he said and how people have reacted. "Ah, shite, you eat it," which means "shut it, you little idiot." That's what that means in Scottish. What? He was asked this question, if he felt he had an obligation to perform at a different level because of being Deion Sanders' son, and he succinctly said, and I'm only pulling out this line, "We know we are everybody's Super Bowl." Wow. I didn't. That's like, I don't know, Jarrett Stidham saying, "We are everybody's Super Bowl. You won 4 games. And you're everybody's Super Bowl, huh?"
Got it. Well, yeah, that's kind of sick.
This guy is going to be duct taped to a goalpost when he gets to the NFL if he keeps talking like this.
Well.
And he's a smart guy, and from what I understand, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean,
But boy, does he say dumb things. That's a dumb thing to say.
I kind of like his. There's some things that he does that I wish were a little more understated, but that's not who he is, and it's not where he comes from.
Saying that we are everybody's Super Bowl, anything he says would be understated compared to that.
Well, I mean,
he hit the top of the 14er with that one. He used the word Super Bowl.
I mean, maybe Colorado State. Maybe. Other than that, maybe at the end of the season, if they're, 10-1. And playing someone for...
And somebody's Super Bowl.
Yeah, then maybe, but they're Colorado.
No, the,
they're Colorado.
They're a 4-win team.
They're Colorado. That's right. It.
Now, I will backpedal on this just a wee bit. Okay? Do you think he was talking about that every other team, it's their Super Bowl because they're getting national television exposure, like North Dakota State, like Colorado State, as we look at today's landscape, like Nebraska, okay, not Kansas State. They're on national television quite a bit. Oklahoma State's on national television quite a bit.
Yep.
So is he talking about, well, you get a chance to be on national television because you're riding our coattails, or do you really think he meant, well, playing the Buffs should be a big deal to you? So I'm trying to walk it back a little bit.
I don't know what he meant.
Because it is true, you're going to be on national television if you're on the front part of the Buff schedule. And that's a good thing for you. You get national exposure.
Yeah, good thing for your program.
That's right. So, and that's what the Super Bowl does. It gives you national exposure. Or, in his mind, is it about instead, you get to play us because we're really that good? Which do you think he meant?
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I hope that it was the prior, because nothing's been proven as the latter.
But what do you think he meant?
I don't.
I know what you
hope. I can't possibly know.
Alex,
what
do you think he meant?
I think he means,
I'm going nowhere with you, Bruce.
Well, no, you're not. I mean, because I don't know what he thought.
Teams get up extra when they play Colorado because they talk so much and they want to beat them. Oregon last year got up for Colorado. Remember that pregame speech the coach gave? They were a little extra juiced up, it seemed like, to play the Buffs.
They didn't have to get up for that
game. We're about wins, they're about clicks.
Right, but they wanted to beat them real bad and beat them soundly.
Well, how'd that go?
A beatdown.
Yeah.
How's this going to play in an NFL locker room if Shador keeps talking stuff like that?
That doesn't fly. That kind of stuff doesn't fly in an NFL locker room. It doesn't.
You think he's going to tone it down?
I hope he does. I think he's a smart kid. I do.
Smart kids don't say stuff like that.
They may in college. I think he's a smart kid.
I think
he knows. And he's got a dad, and he's got mentoring. That look. Deion Sanders has done it, and he's done it at every level, and he's done it at every level at the highest possible level.
Not this level.
Well, not this, but I'm not. But what does this have to do with being in the NFL? We're talking about his experience in the NFL.
What I'm saying is,
I'm talking about Deion's success at this level
has been successful. Deion has been successful at everything that he has done, with the exception of winning in Power 5 football.
Yeah, and I don't think winning in Power 5 football equates to me to success or knowing how to handle yourself in the NFL. I do think his experience in the NFL helps Shador get ready for it. Shador, I don't know him at all, other than what we see.
You mean you don't pay to talk to him?
Nope, don't pay to talk to him.
Because you know you got to.
And
I'm surprised.
And I'm not in a seat. I don't have an assigned seat in Boulder. I don't have that.
I am surprised that Deion didn't charge the media for speaking to his players.
Yeah.
Maybe he did, for all I know.
But I do think,
because that's what he does locally.
I'm pretty ready to give Shador Sanders the benefit of the doubt at this point. So, I mean, he's a talented guy, and he's going to get a chance. He's going to be a high draft pick. So we will get the chance to find out how he is in an NFL. That kind of brazen confidence is great as long as you can deliver. And he hasn't delivered at Colorado yet, let alone in an NFL team.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll take a look at what the most impactful move the Broncos made this offseason was, and also why is Justin Simmons still available? That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, happy anniversary to the day disco died. July 12th, 1979, Comiskey Park, Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer. I grew up in Chicago. I remember this day well. Disco demolition right in the middle of a twi-night doubleheader, and game two is canceled because the field was completely destroyed.
Loved the concept. Tough execution.
Well, they sold tickets for like a buck. You had Mike Vec didn't really realize when he put together this promotion, the son of Bill Vec. Yeah. I mean, that promotion ruined Mike Vec's career until he took over the St. Paul Saints.
Yeah, and really the rise of independent baseball, which was genius.
Yep. Yeah. He was an excellent promoter. This one went a little off the rails.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, yeah, you burned down the house, basically.
Well, they burned down the field.
Yes, they literally burned down the field.
If you've never seen the video of this, you have people with dollar tickets literally pouring over the fences in the outfield to get to the field. Pouring like a fire hose.
Disco sucks.
Well, they disco were right. It did. God, that was a bad time for music. Because you had disco, and then you had the very unfortunate urban cowboy craze. Remember?
Yeah.
It just...
Disco buried itself, and I'll tell you why. Because all of the music sounded exactly the same, and they never tried to forward it or make it sound different.
Right.
Then they mocked themselves with Disco Duck. And people were like, I can't take this anymore, because for 4 or 5 years, it was literally all the same music.
Oh,
unlike rock and roll, where you have different artists sounding different, saying different things, having a message. Disco, every single album, every single song sounded the same with the same beat. And the record producers didn't care because it sold.
Of course. Yeah.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 30 years, with locations in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys. The addition of John Franklin Myers makes the Broncos defensive line group a better unit this season. Franklin Myers, Zach Allen, and DJ Jones are the expected starters in Denver's 3-4 defensive scheme. Is the signing of John Franklin Myers, or JFM as the cool kids say, the most impactful offseason move the Broncos made?
Well, other than drafting Bo Nix, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Yes. An area that they had to absolutely improve in, they've improved. And then on top of it, have added depth. And we believe quality depth. We're not sure yet, yep, but we believe quality depth. I think the Broncos, the Broncos are going to be better, I think, on both fronts. Even if they're starting from a deficit position from where they ended a year ago, breaking in a new center. I think McGlinchey's going to be better. I think Powers will be better in the system. I think Miners will take another step forward. And I think Bowles is a very consistent left tackle. So
I'm going to take a hard right turn here. Just read something on Twitter. I'm going to go back to the whole Deion Sanders Jay Norvell thing. Do you think the way Deion Sanders reacted to Jay Norvell, he was kind of putting him down? Is that fair to say? Putting down Jay Norvell.
Can you refer exactly
to... With the sunglasses?
With the whole sunglasses thing. Okay. Was he mocking him? Was he putting him down?
I don't remember what I felt like.
Was there a hint, an undercurrent of hate towards Jay Norvell?
I'd say yeah, but Norvell kind of started it with the mama comment.
Okay.
The mama comment preceded everything.
Okay.
Right.
With that, when Ed Werder asked his question, he kind of got undressed by Deion Sanders at that press conference following the TCU game. Was he putting down Ed Werder? Was he not necessarily trying to embarrass him, but was he being condescending and putting him down? Do you believe now?
I suppose you could interpret it that way, yes.
Sanders just put this out on Twitter. Attention, attention. God bless everybody. You don't have to put another person down to feel higher or mightier. Hate opposes love. So when you hate, you're really telling us you desire, you want and need love. Got it. Thanks for the hypocrisy. Let's continue.
And then Norvell was asked yesterday if anything's changed with Deion Sanders after last year's game. Norvell said, I don't have any feelings for Deion Sanders. I really don't. I don't think about Deion Sanders unless you guys ask me a question about him. So no, nothing's changed.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be, frankly.
You don't have to put another person down to feel higher or mightier. Just ask Jay Norvell and Ed Werder in the moment how they felt, because that's exactly what Sanders did. That's my problem with Deion Sanders. You do one thing and you say something else. That is quintessential my problem with Deion Sanders. Period. Don't jump on me. I'm just using his words and his actions. That's why I have a problem with Deion Sanders. Done a lot of great things. A lot of great things. His great things have actually outweighed the things that I'm not crazy about. I'll be the first to admit that. But don't put this garbage out on Twitter when you say one thing and you do the other. Is that unfair?
No. I mean, it's contradictory.
It's contradictory. It is hypocritical. It's all of those things. If you want people to look up to you, and millions of people do, at least be consistent with your message.
I can't imagine Jay Norvell had his feelings hurt by Deion Sanders, to be really honest. But
no, I think Jay Norvell is fine.
I think Jay Norvell is...
He is secure with who he is.
Right where he needs to be and is just fine.
By the way, the thing that seemed to be egregious to me was he sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of sunglasses off of this. Then he profited to boot. I'm just waiting for his next tweet where profit isn't everything.
Still wearing them. Wearing them the other day at Media Day.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, if you're looking to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a staff dedicated to helping you do that. If you want extra low pricing on high-end products, go to their clearance center. It's called Scratch and Ding Stuff. I have bought stuff from there. Bruce, you have bought stuff from there. They are great at what they do. Great appliances, great pricing. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, we know the Broncos quarterback situation, for lack of a better phrase, is tenuous. We don't need somebody on the outside telling us this. But what does somebody on the outside think of the Broncos' skill position players? Running back, wide receiver, tight end. Well, ESPN's Bobby Marks gave his grades, ranked all the teams in the NFL. Let you know where he has the Broncos' skill position players.
That's it. 'Cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. And I'll win that fight. TNT. I'm a power load. TNT. Watch me explode.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.